Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Hey, I want to tell you about The Lab. If you haven't heard, it is wellness. Anywhere you go, you could listen to it like a podcast. They're basically live Zoom classes, but you could listen to them on a run, or you could turn the camera on and engage with them. We have a thriving community of like-minded people trying to live better lives, and it's been amazing. Not only do we have the foundational classes like codependency and trauma and relationships and all that, but we also have a lot of fun classes because it's so hard to make friends as adults, right? So we have tarot card readings, we have soul shower, we have astrology readings. We're turning wellness into a lifestyle. We're also going to run a retreat soon. So come and hang out with us. Come ride with us. Go to the website to get into the lab and then go download the app. We have a brand new app out with tons of audio. I'm going to give you a discount code. And this is for a limited time. So if you're listening to this, you can join the lab for only $20. It's like a drop-in fee. For 3 months, it's $20 a month. Go to tatlab.app. That's tatlab.app. And the discount code is LIVEBETTER. It's case sensitive, so all lowercase, one word, LIVEBETTER. And I will see you in the lab. All right, I didn't get into a fist fight. I haven't gotten into a fist fight since I was in seventh grade. And the older bully tried to get me to fight this other guy. And I only fought him for the approval and wanting to fit in with the older bully kid. And it wasn't really a fight. I mean, it was just, I think, me taking a couple swings. And then I believe he hit back. And I may or may have not cried. I don't remember. But it was in seventh grade. And I've come to a lot of almost fights throughout the years. And recently, and by recently I mean just like yesterday, I got into a fight, and it wasn't a, like I said, it wasn't a fist fight, but here's what happened. Okay, so there's a guy at the gym that doesn't like me. I don't know for sure if he doesn't like me, but you could just tell, like there was no announcement, but the energy, and every time I engage with him, He's just very rude to me, very short. And I think part of it is I have a resting bitch face, and I think a lot of people don't like me. You know, I'm kind of an introvert. I'm that weirdo in the corner. And I'm not a smiley guy. But if I get to know you, then of course, you know, it's all chest bumps and hugs, and I can be very warm. But if I don't know you, I don't know, I feel weird, and I think I'm a little awkward, and I'm not smiley. And so because of that, I'm sure many people don't like me. They think I'm strange. So this guy definitely is one of them. And I was getting a shake. Where I work out, he makes the shakes at working at the front desk, and he made it warm. And after a workout, you know, I want something cold like everyone else. And it was a warm shake. And I said, hey, can I borrow some ice? And I think I was partly like not nervous, but I was just trying to be nice. And I said, can I borrow some ice? And he said, you want to borrow ice, in that tone? And I just put on a smile. I was like, oh, no, I mean, can I have some ice? Not to borrow. I want you to give me ice. And then on the way home, I found myself getting mad. I found myself like saying, what the fuck? Why is he coming at me that way when I'm trying to be kind? And I almost called the gym, and I was going to confront him and say, hey, listen, you have a problem with me? Like, why are you making my Then I started thinking, are you making my shakes hot on purpose? Like, is this some kind of weird passive aggressive gaslighting shit? Like, what's going on? Anyway, I got into my head about it, and I also don't even know if that would be categorized as a fight. The whole fight is in between my ears. It's me with myself. But I got all heated and angry, and like I wanted to go down there. I wanted to confront him. And it wasn't just about the shake. It's the buildup, you know, of him looking at me sideways and not being nice to me. And I could just tell his, you know, he doesn't like me. So it's the accumulation of, you know, a year or two of that. And then his remark of asking me, his making fun of me saying, can I borrow some ice? And I think because I felt stupid that I said that, you know, I felt small, and I think that's why I got very angry. Anyway, so my point in telling the story is, one, it reminds me of the feeling that I have or have had in the last, you know, day. This just happened recently, so then the last day is, it reminds me of the old me that was angry and that was reactive and that wants to fight people. And I know as an adult, because if I was coaching someone, I would start asking questions like, you know, what is it about that incident that made you angry or hurt? Are you internalizing any of that? You know, I would start exploring where these feelings are coming from. And man, I feel like I'm resorting, snapping back into a 15-year-old. And my point is, one, how fast we snap back. And just because we know logically what we should be doing, how we should be acting, it doesn't mean that that's always the case. And even as a 48-year-old, getting upset because someone made me a warm shake, I mean, of course, it's about more than that, but it's disappointing, you know. I feel like I'm better than that. And so one of the things that I was struggling with is, how can I flip it? How could I not feed this situation? How could I disengage, you know? How can I come at this person with kindness and curiosity, which I know is the answer and who I want to be, but it's so hard. You know, I'm going to go to the gym today, and if I see him, I don't want to come at him with kindness and curiosity. I want to punch him in the face. And then that action is going to prove that I haven't grown much. I guess my point is, we're all on a journey, and there's going to be things that trigger you and rub you the wrong way, and there's going to be reactions. You know, in my book, I Used to Be a Miserable Fuck, one of the biggest I would say the single greatest difference between a child and an adult is children react and adults respond. And I think that what's happening in me is a reaction, not a response. Well, I haven't really done anything, but just the feelings that are coming up are more reaction based instead of a response based, instead of a sitting with, processing, asking myself where things are coming from. You know, that's more of a response approach. A reaction is white knuckles, you know, anger, grudges, confrontation, like those kind of things. I think it's okay to allow yourself to feel them. I don't think it's okay to act on them, you know. So I'm trying to think what my point is 7-8 minutes into this podcast episode, because there was a side of me that really wanted to share this story. Well, first of all, just I document shit, and this is something that has happened that I'm documenting and using as an example to create a dialogue. But also, I think the point is I'm amazed at how something so small can affect me or us. Maybe I shouldn't say us. I should just use I statements. But how something so small can affect me in a big way. And of course, this is not a daily thing. But it's triggering in that it touches on parts of myself. And I think it comes from the scared kid who... I haven't been bullied a lot, you know, luckily in childhood, but the scared kid who is afraid of bullies, I think it taps on that, like, yeah, I think it taps on that insecure, scared kid who is afraid to fight, you know, and that's where the anger and like the rage comes from. And then wanting to fight as a way of protection, as a way of... maybe running away from it instead of running toward it. And running toward it would be being curious, pulling from my heart. You know, maybe that warm shake, that warm protein shake, and also his reaction toward me has more to do with his story than mine. Maybe he's generally not happy there. Or what he does, and that's where I'm, you know, experiencing him. I don't know. But there's, you know, so many more factors than what I experience as a like me taking it personally. So I guess the other piece is I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I need to do. You know, I mean, obviously I'm not going to fight him unless he makes me another warm protein shake and then I'll throw it in his face. No, I'm not going to fight him, but I think it's a great opportunity. You know, as I sit here and think about how I would coach someone through this, I think this is a great opportunity, and it always is when something triggers you a lot. The soil is rich, right? And so I think it's a great opportunity for me to explore it, you know? And if I was to have a conversation with him, which most people don't, right? Who gets into an argument with someone and actually wants to talk about it in a kind of a sincere, honest way? Unless it's like a friend and you care about the relationship and this person is just an acquaintance, someone that I run into when I work out. But maybe the challenge for me is to actually approach it with sincerity, you know, and ask him how he's doing and why those remarks, and if he, you know, if there's something that I'm doing that makes him angry or upset, right? So, but in a sincere way, not in an arrogant or a confrontational way, because that would be hard. That requires letting the shield down and being vulnerable. It requires me to not be reactive, but to respond and see the other person as a human being. So I know that's the answer, and I know that's what would require me to like myself more. You know, I know that if I kick doors down and be reactive and scream and fight and argue and be defensive and all that, I know that car ride home is not going to be good, because I'm going to feel like I haven't grown. And you know, especially being a therapist, I should set a better example. And I guess, you know, this is what the work is, right? Knowing what you need to do, knowing that it's hard, and then knowing the value of what's on the other side of that. So if I am adult about it and I allow myself to feel things and process those things and then handle myself, or, you know, in this case, this person that I run into often, with a bigger heart and with curiosity and with good intentions, and the courage to actually have an adult conversation, I know that all of that is what growth looks like. So that's the heavy lifting. I can't guarantee that I can do it. I'll be honest with you. Chances are I'll forget about this and it'll just be whatever. And if he does something else, then I'll explode. I'll process this and I'll just, quote unquote, get over it, or, have a, I don't know, maybe a mild conversation with him about it or not. I don't know. My whole thing is that I'm so surprised that, something so quote unquote small in life, in the mundane, can bring up so much, you know? And so I think that's interesting to me. So I'm sure that you have also experienced things that, maybe in the grand scope of things they weren't a big deal, but they just, for some reason, really triggered you or really caused, some kind of, reaction in you. And if that's the case, then I encourage you to explore it, because there is a lot of growth there and a lot of opportunity for you to handle this or respond to this in a way that is new and different. And of course, on the other side of that is growth. Do as I say, not as I do. Thank you for listening. Be well. Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. Journey Coaching. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there. And so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noel Cordo, Journey Coaching. That's JRNI. And it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach and explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.